Is it safe to drive a motorbike in Vietnam? Well, it's an open-ended question, really. But the Vietnamese drive slowly. Really, 60 kilometers an hour is a sort of maximum you'll see a local going at. They will drive with a phone in one hand and a cigarette in the other, and with tunnel vision, only looking forwards. But they drive very slowly. I can't emphasize that enough. When a foreigner comes along, they take rules from home and speeds from home that just don't work in Vietnam. The locals are simply not expecting vehicles to be moving at any significant pace. So if you come whizzing by at 100 kilometers an hour, you will be catching them off guard. If you drive at local speeds, then Vietnam is safe. Crashes happen all the time because Vietnamese can't drive, but they are going so slowly that they just brush it off and get back on the bike. It is worth saying that Vietnam is developing quickly, and what was once a motorbike country is now becoming a car country. With that, rules are improving and speeds are also increasing. As written in the article, the biggest cause of crashes at Thiết is actually dogs, not people. This is once again down to the client's speed and perhaps a lack of appreciation for the wild animals that are sprawled across the Vietnamese roads. You do not need high-powered motorbikes in Vietnam. A 110cc scooter is ample to get you safely across the country.